Book 12, Epilogue, Section 3. From the entangling verges freed they came into a dimness of the sleeping earth and travelled through her faint and slumbering plains. Murmur and movement and the tread of men broke the night's solitude. The neigh of steeds rose from that indistinct and voiceful sea of life, and all along its marching swelled the rhyme of hooves, the chariot's homeward voice. Drawn by white manes upon a high-roofed car, in flare of the unsteady torches went, with linked hands, Satyavan and Savitri, hearing a marriage march and nuptial hymn. Where waited them the many-voiced human world. Numberless the stars swam on their shadowy field, describing in the gloom the ways of light. Then, while they skirted yet the southward verge, lost in the halo of her musing brows, night, splendid with the moon dreaming in heaven, in silver peace, possessed her luminous reign. She brooded through her stillness on a thought, deep guarded by her mystic folds of light, and in her bosom nursed a greater dawn.